Today on Cool Cars with Chris, we're diving into the weirdest traffic laws in America. Yeah, like no driving blindfolded, and birds have the right of way. And yes, it's illegal to even frown at a cop. What? Strap in, this one's getting wild. Hey, what's happening? How are you doing today? Thank you so much for being here. I am Chris, and this is the world famous Cool Cars with Chris, man. I love cool cars, and if you want to make your car super cool, there's one single modification that everybody who's got a cool car probably should do at some point, and that is your exhaust system. Today's episode is brought to you by Ed Hansen's Muffler Service. They're located at 3916 North Barcelona Street in Spring Valley, California. These guys have been building custom exhaust systems in San Diego for decades. And their slogan says it all. It's where your pipe dreams come true. And honestly, that is true. And if you've been following me for any length of time, you would know that this was the shop that custom built my dual exhaust for my Nissan 370Z. It had a full cat-back system with an X pipe right there, custom made. It sounded amazing. It's one of the best modifications I could have ever done. Power, performance, and that nice, sweet tone. They did things very professionally. So if you're thinking about upgrading your exhaust, whether you want something subtle or maybe something aggressive or something like totally custom, check out Ed Hansen's Muffler Service at 3916 North Barcelona Street in Spring Valley. You can call them right now at 619-698-7030 or visit their website at edhansensmuffler.com. Ed Hansen's Muffler, it's where they say it all. It's where your pipe dreams come true. When you got your driver's license, whenever that was, maybe you're still learning to get your driver's license, you know, there's that. But if you have your driver's license and you've been driving for a while, whichever state you live in, wherever you are, you know, there's like basic laws we all got to follow. There's basic things like, you know, the obviously the speed limit sign, whatever it is the speed limit. The cops can give you a ticket if you go over that speed limit. You know, what does a red light mean? Obviously means stop. What does a green light mean? We learned that back in, you know, elementary school, basically stuff like that. But if you're traveling across the country, different states and different areas have their own like unique laws that we all assume we all have to know and follow. And every single year, it seems like they're always updating. Like on the first of the year, the news always comes out with like new crazy laws this year. You can't do this. You can't do that. I remember here in California, I think it was last year or earlier this year, they made a big deal about the, it was like the crosswalk law, the law where you couldn't park your car on the curb within 20 feet, I believe it was, of an intersection. And the reason why they did that was so that if people were like walking across the street from corner to corner, that they were visible during the entire path of the intersection as they walked across the street. So that if a car came up to that intersection, they would see that person and not run them over. But I've been seeing a lot of people park their cars on their corner. So basically, I think it's within 20 feet or so of the actual curb or intersection. You cannot park your car. But today, we're going to go over a lot of these crazy laws across the United States. And we're going to do this in separate categories. So each category has its own group of laws that are pretty much connected to each other. Now, this goes across the entire country, not just isolated to here in California. But there are some ones, you know, obviously California's got a lot of laws too. But some of these are pretty crazy. So starting it off with this category, it is called why is this even a law? Laws. Now, people always ask us all the time. When they come across something, they're like, why is this even a law? It sounds so stupid. So within this category, here we go. In the state of Alabama, it is illegal to drive blindfolded. Now, who in the hell is going to drive blindfolded? Maybe for a crazy like YouTube stunt, but I would think that would be like, duh, obviously, don't drive blindfolded. It's so stupid. Okay, Arizona. Now, in the state of Arizona, it's illegal to drive in reverse on public roads. Who's doing that? Like, why is that even a law? Seriously, it's illegal to drive reverse on public roads. I guess, I mean, I would assume if you're backing out of a parking lot or backing out of a driveway, that's probably okay. I think what they're talking about is some, you know, Yahoo. It was like, check me out of the freeway. I'm going to go reverse. Yeah. Things like that. Okay. Moving on. Illinois. In the state of Illinois, it is illegal to drive without a steering wheel. Now, that's got to be pretty impressive. Like, how do you drive without a steering wheel? Maybe like a screwdriver and like maybe like some vice grips or something like that and pliers maybe. I can see something like that. It just seems like common sense. Like, why is this even a law? Like, seriously, you know, almost every law in existence today had to come from somewhere. Like, somebody actually did this to make it a law. So think about that. When you see these stupid laws like this, that somebody actually was the idiot why this law actually exists. Now, moving on down to Texas. Now, Texas says that you must have windshield wipers, but windshield is optional. So let me get this straight. You're driving down the road. You have no windshield out. You're just like, the wind's hitting you right in the face. Maybe you've got like one of those, I don't know, like motorcycle helmets or one of those like, you know, those gator masks. That's like cloth, like, you know, shirt mask things to go over your face, keep the bugs out, and some goggles. You're good. But if they find you without windshield wipers, even without a windshield, you're in trouble. You're busted. Okay, moving on to the last in this group of why is this even a law laws section, and that is Maryland. Now, Maryland, well, especially in Rockville, it says it's illegal to swear from your car. Now, how do you even live? And how is this even a law? My goodness. I think the greatest thing about driving a car is you can't swear in your car, or I guess from your car, really. Maybe they don't want you to maybe swear at pedestrians as you drive by. Yeah, who knows? Okay, moving on to animal-related laws. Now, this is kind of funny because I guess basically animals rule the world here. Animals can't drive, so what kind of laws could they possibly have for animals on the highway with traffic laws? Let's see. Okay, starting with Nevada. Now, yay for gambling, yay for casinos, yay for Vegas, baby. But in Nevada, did you know that you are not allowed to ride your camel on the highway? Who's doing that really? People have camels. Camels are pets. I'm sure they make great pets in the desert, which Nevada is a big desert, really, if you think about it. So this does kind of make sense why they wouldn't have camels on the highway. But listen, if you have your camel, make sure to not ride your camel on the highway in Nevada to Vegas. I get it. Okay, moving up to Utah, which happens to be right above Nevada. Now in Utah, it says here, this law is on the books, by the way. It says that birds have the right of way in Utah. So let me get this straight. If a chicken is crossing the road in front of you, you can't run it over. You have to give it the right of way. I guess that makes sense, really. Or maybe a bunch of birds are flying in front of you. And like I hit an owl once driving back from the hills up in San Diego in my other truck. And it flew right in front of the truck. And then it like went bang. I'm like, what? Did I hit something? I don't know. I didn't find out until I got home. And I found the thing literally embedded in the grill of my Ford F-150 was this owl. I think it was an owl. Anyways, yeah, well, he didn't last too long. So, okay. Now, if you're moving on south to the state of Florida, I've been to Florida. And it says here in Florida that elephants, goats, alligators at parking meters must pay the meter. Now, who wrote this? Seriously, come on. That can't be right. That can't be true. There's no way. How can they even afford a meter? Seriously. Elephants, goats, and alligators must pay parking meters. That is interesting. I wonder why that is. It's probably because maybe they're taking up a spot that a car could use. And they're like, well, if you're going to be there anyways, you might as well, you know, charge you for the space. That's so weird. Who made this law? It sounds so stupid, actually. Okay, going up north to Massachusetts. Now, according to this, in Massachusetts, no gorillas are allowed in the backseat. Now, if you have your gorilla in your backseat in Massachusetts, you better look out. You could be in trouble. I'm serious. Better yet, maybe put them in a child seat if they'll fit. I don't know. Who does that? Who has got a gorilla? I don't think it's allowed. I don't think you're allowed to even have a gorilla as a pet. Like, maybe a monkey, but I don't know if that really. It seems so weird. Like, who would have a gorilla in their back seat? Now, I remember, Every law that's been written in the history of laws happened for a reason, and they made a law based on somebody actually doing these things. So when you hear crazy laws like this and animal-related laws or any kind of law, just think some idiot actually did this. Now, topping it off, in the state of Arkansas, which I'd never been to Arkansas, and truthfully, I don't really have an interest to go to Arkansas, but if you are in Arkansas, there's a law in the books that says no honking your horn after 9 p.m. near a sandwich shop. So I guess like near a Subway, maybe? That seems weird. I don't know why they have that. Maybe it's because they don't want you scaring all the mice and rats away from the sandwich shop. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. You know, these are all animal-related laws for some weird reason in America. There's that. Okay, so moving on to the best laws in the world, and that is we're talking about the somebody definitely did this kind of laws. Like I've been saying all episodes so far, somebody actually did this for this to become a law. Think about that very clearly when you hear this list of crazy laws that are the somebody definitely did this kind of laws. So kicking it off with the great state of Oklahoma. Now, I've never been to Oklahoma, but in the state of Oklahoma, it is illegal to read a comic book while driving. Now, I would think that this is illegal pretty much everywhere, reading any kind of material while you're driving a vehicle, looking at your phone, hint, hint, don't do that while you're driving. You know, I saw somebody actually like watching a full-blown YouTube video while driving. They took their phone, I kid you not, they took their phone and they put it like right on where the tachometer and speedometer section of the gauges are and the cluster right there. They kind of tip their phone up. It's covering that part. So they can't see how fast they're going or anything. All they see is some YouTube video or whatever it is they're watching on their screen while they're driving. Don't do that. Okay, moving on to Georgia. Now in Georgia, it's illegal to spit from your car. Listen, I've been guilty of that here, you know, but I know it's actually illegal. Maybe hit somebody, but that's probably why this is a law. Now going up north to New Jersey. Now in the state of New Jersey, it is illegal to frown at a police officer. Get out of here with this one. Come on. No way. It's illegal to frown at a what kind of like, I mean, do you go to jail for that? Seriously? Do you get arrested for that one? That's crazy. Okay, moving on to Idaho Falls. It says here, if you're over the age of 88 years old, it says you're too old and you cannot ride a motorcycle. I'm sorry. In Idaho Falls, you cannot ride a motorcycle if you're 88 years old. I'm sorry, Tom Cruise. You're getting up there in age and don't go to Idaho Falls because they will not let you ride your motorcycle off a cliff or whatever you want to do. That's crazy. I mean, what if you're like, I mean, in good shape for 88? Because I'm, you know, older and not that old, obviously, but I'm older and people, you know, say I look much younger and I feel much younger than I really am. So maybe you're a super young 88 and you want to go out and like ride your motorcycle and do crazy stuff. Why not? It's cool, man. It just seems weird. It just seems like a weird law to have. Okay. And topping it off with Delaware, another state I've never been to. There's a lot of states I've never been to, actually, now that I think about it. And in Delaware, it's illegal to change your clothes in your car. Now, we've all done that. I've done that. Haven't you done that? Everybody's done that. If you've ever been to like the beach, you want to change out your beach stuff into regular clothes, or you have to go to work and you're running late and say you're coming from Mexico late in the morning and you got to be at work and you go straight from Tijuana to Mexico. I've done that myself. I think I actually changed while driving once. I kid you not. I changed into my work uniform while I was driving my pickup truck on my way to work early in the morning, coming from Tijuana. So I have done that. Yes. Okay. Now that we're officially into winter season, it's probably snowing where you live. Most places around the world, around the country, are in snow, full-blown winter. Here we are. It's Christmas time. I love it. So, well, here are some seasonal driving laws that you need to be aware of depending where you are and what state you live in. So let's say starting it off with Pennsylvania. Now I'm trying to remember if I've ever been to Pennsylvania. I think I have had a layover in Pittsburgh, I think. So I have been to Pennsylvania, I think about it. But in Pennsylvania, it says here that You must clear snow and ice within 24 hours. Now, I wonder if that means from the car, the roof, or that's like your driveway, but it says you must clear snow and ice within 24 hours. It must be 24 hours when the snow actually falls, I would think. I don't know. I never lived in a snow climate like this, so I don't really know. I mean, I've been blessed to live in like fairly warm climates that we don't have snow, really, but I'm sure that's what it's like. Now, moving up to New Jersey. Now, in New Jersey, it says here that you can have a ticket for having snow on the roof, period. Like at any time you've got snow on your roof, you can be ticketed. That's one of the cool things I remember about going out to the snow, at least here anyways, in Southern California, is that people go out to the snow areas, might be like Big Bear or in Julian out here, if it does snow out here, and people bring back lots of snow all over their car. They'll put it all over their trunk, their hood, their wherever, just to bring it back down here to the valley area where it's like warmer weather. We don't have snow. So they just got to show off. So I get that. I mean, that's a totally fun thing to do, like load your pickup truck up with snow and bring it down here and say, look, I brought snow from the mountain. Here it is. Check it out. How cool is it? I'm sure people that live in snow climates think about that, see that, and just laugh and think it's ridiculous. It's so stupid. So, okay. Moving on to New Hampshire. This one's called Jessica's Law. It says, must clear all snow. Now, I don't know what that even means, but must clear all snow. Huh. I wonder if that means like from your driveway, from your porch, from your, you know, car, of course, your windshield, like must have snow. Be gone, snow. We don't want snow here. Get rid of it. See you later. Jessica must have hated snow because Jessica made a law after this. Get rid of all the stupid snow. I get it. Okay. Moving on to Colorado, another place I've been to and probably gets a lots and lots of snow, I'd think. And it says here that you must have chains and, you know, carry chains with you. And you must have like snow rated tires and all wheel drive ready, I guess, in all snow emergencies. Now, this kind of makes sense because in a place like, you know, Colorado, I'm sure they've got lots of snow and lots of like conditions where they need like chains and four wheel drive, all wheel drive, and all the, you know, stuff you need in a snow climate. And it says it's required, I guess, in snow emergencies. That's probably because if you're going to go out to your local McDonald's drive through or something stupid or whatever you got to do, that if it's snowing and it's, you know, a big snowstorm, they don't want you leaving the house. They don't want you to go anywhere unless you're properly prepared with the right tires, snow chains, that kind of stuff. So that kind of makes sense. Okay, now we're moving to a multiple state combo here. It says here that in New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and Colorado, all of them say that you are not allowed to idle your car for any more than 1 to 5 minutes maximum, even if it's cold outside. Now, I would think that when it's cold, like I've done this myself, is that I've idled my truck, fired it up, let it run for like a few minutes before I get going with it, especially if it's really cold. Now, it doesn't get cold enough here to where like it makes a huge difference. Like, I mean, the truck isn't covered in ice. It's not a big ice block, but I've heard of stories where it gets close to 0 degrees here in some places of America. And I can only imagine what that's like. I imagine the cold, so cold, you don't even feel like your lungs or nothing, you know? And your car probably can't even start. Once it gets going, you kind of have to like let everything kind of like warm up because your fluid, especially your oil, it's like it's down there in the engine block. It needs to get going, get warmed up and move around the engine and kind of lubricate the parts properly. So you don't like step on the gas pedal, the pistons start running around with, you know, low oil pressure or not fluid. The fluid isn't like circulated around the engine block like it should. And, you know, you could break things. I totally get it. But to have a law about this, not allowing you to idle for 5 minutes. Well, I've done that. We've all done that. And especially when it's cold, we all do it. But I think what they're probably thinking is that like, maybe they don't want anybody like sleeping in their car while it's running. That's what I could think of maybe. Why would you actually do that? So I don't know. That's something to think about. Now that is in the states of New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and Colorado. Okay. Speaking of cold states that I've never been to and probably never will go to unless I have to go there, and that is Wisconsin. You know, Wisconsin's way up by the border, up by Canada. And it says here, in the state of Wisconsin, you must yield to snow plows. Now, this one does make sense. If the road is covered in snow and the snow plow's coming down with little lights on, it's doing its thing, it's pushing all the snow over to the side of the road. One thing is you have to yield for that vehicle because you do want those snow plows to come through and clear out all the roads so you can drive on it and we all can, you know, go to our destinations, do what we got to do, especially after a big snowstorm. Now, I did also hear, now this is what I've heard, I've never experienced this myself because I've never lived in a snow climate, is that you don't want to park your car on the side of the road when the snow plows are coming through. Because I did hear that the snow on the road gets thrown to the side of the road in like big chunks of snow, especially a place like Wisconsin, where they get like not just inches of snow, multiple feet of snow come down. And when that happens, I would think that there's a big, you know, section of snow on the highway and they push it off to the side of the road. And if your car is sitting over there, it's going to bury your car. So now you're screwed again. You know, you're stuck on the side of the road. You got a whole like car covered in snow. What do you do? How do you get out of there? So that's something to consider if you live in Wisconsin. Now, another place that I've never been to, but I've always kind of wanted to just out of curiosity, is Alaska, way up north in Alaska. So in the state of Alaska, did you know that it is illegal to tow sleds with people behind your car? Now, I can imagine this has probably happened before because I've seen plenty of YouTube videos with knuckleheads doing things like this. Maybe not in the snow, but I've seen people with skateboards, of course, and like those little, you know, those little like dollies that you use, that like mechanics use to get under the car, and creepy crawlies or whatever you call them, where they roll out under. They're like big skateboards for your body, but you lay on it. I've seen people in things like that being pulled around the parking lot at like a Costco or something like that. You know what I mean? Like funny, fun stuff like that. And then they end up getting wiped around and they slide into a shopping cart, you know, section thing or something. Yeah, it's kind of like that. So basically, if you're in the state of Alaska, it's illegal to actually tow sleds with people in it from your car running down the road. Moving on to the cool car related stuff, that would be car modification laws. Now, if you got a cool car, obviously, you probably think hard and long about which modifications you could do or can't do. What things are illegal? What things can I get away with? You know, things like that. So here we go. There's only a few of these here, but here we go anyways. Right here in the state of California, it is illegal to have any kind of lighting modifications at all that resemble emergency vehicles. So basically no red and blue lights on the front of your car. No, you know, anything that could resemble a cop car lighting wise. So I've seen this. I've actually seen cars that have like, I don't know, these weird lights on them. Maybe they're fog lights or some kind of weird lights that could resemble like a red color or maybe a purple color. And those got to be illegal. So it is illegal to have anything that looks like or could be mistaken for in like a emergency vehicle or a police car, things like that. Okay, moving on to Minnetonka, Minnesota, a place I have never been and may never go. I don't know. We'll see. If you want to invite me there, you know, pay for a flight and hotel. Yeah, maybe I'll stop by. I don't know. So in that town in Minnesota, it is illegal to drop mud and debris from your tires. Well, if it rains and you go off-roading, what are you supposed to do? You know, I do know that when I was doing construction here that they had made a big deal about having these mud like grates that you would, you know, cross over before you go onto the job site and then leave the job site onto the public road. There was like these metal grates that had these like notches that pointed up almost like a like not say teeth, but it kind of had like these ridges or whatever in there. And in the metal like plate, big tall ridges, the ridges would spike up probably like 4 inches or whatever, 3 or 4 inches. And you'd run your tires over them. And the idea of it was that it would like knock off all the mud and crap off your tires off of it before it would like you'd leave and go onto the regular road. But it didn't always work. I mean, it worked for the most part because they made a big stink about having any kind of like mud or any kind of like job site, like debris or anything, you know, dirt. Cause some of these job sites would be full of mud when it rains, or even like the water truck would go around and hose down all the water for the job sites and keep the dust down, things like that. There would be mud. So I guess in the state of Minnesota, it's in this town anyways, in Minnetonka, that it's illegal to drop any mud or debris from your tires. So if it does happen, you can get in trouble, which makes you wonder if it's illegal here too, because they did have those plates on the job sites. Okay. Now, this one says it's illegal in multiple states, which I'm sure it's illegal here too, in California especially. Now, that is if you have a diesel pickup truck of any kind, or a diesel, maybe, yeah, probably a diesel truck. I'm assuming like a personal vehicle, not like a bus or a semi, maybe like a personal vehicle, a diesel one, really, is that it says it's illegal to be rolling coal in your diesel truck. Now, I had to look up what the hell is rolling coal even mean. Now, what it basically means is that, you know, when you're behind a diesel truck and they're hitting the accelerator and they have that big, like, black, like, cloud of smoke just, like, pillowing right out of the muffler, just, like, blowing it like crazy, that's what they mean. It has this big, dark cloud of, like, it looks like fog, smog. It looks bad. It looks really bad when you see it. It's loud when they do it. And that is why it's illegal in multiple states to be rolling coal with your diesel. Get that thing figured out and fixed. Listen, I'm not a diesel mechanic. I drive diesels at work, but I don't know nothing about them. So there are like diesel things we have today, newer technologies today, cleaner stuff today, cleaner diesels today that really shouldn't be doing that. So unless there's like a special switch or maybe some modification that was done to make it happen on purpose, that's a different story. So that is illegal in multiple states. Okay. Now, the next one is also illegal in multiple states, probably right here in California. I know it has to be true, especially if you ever seen any of those street corner takeover videos. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about burnouts, tire squealing, things like that. Now, if you were to get caught while doing these kind of crazy stunts, it would be considered as exhibition of speed in many of these states. So is that really like a aggressive driving, maybe reckless driving, things of that sort? So basically, if you're caught doing a burnout, you know, drifting is obviously a big one, that kind of stuff. Things of that sort, things that really draw attention to your vehicle. So basically, if you were caught at one of those sideshows doing a burnout and you're, drifting around, hopefully don't hit nobody, hopefully don't do that. But if you're doing things like that, obviously, you know that you're going to get in trouble for that. You know you're breaking the law when you do that. I think everybody does those kind of things. They know. They know they're breaking the law. They're not going to like act stupid like, oh, I had no idea I couldn't do that. I had no idea I couldn't do a burnout and like almost hit this pole and people. I had no idea. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, right. Okay, and because I love you so much, I'm going to throw on some extra bonus ones for you. There's some bonus random laws for you in certain states. Now, these might be a little crazy, and they might sound stupid, but don't forget that everything on this list was made because somebody actually did this and put this into law. So, but some of these, I don't know why they're even a crime. So here, in the state of Rhode Island, it says right here that you must honk when passing someone. Well, I followed up by flipping them off. No, just kidding. But that's something you would think to do. I think if you pass somebody and they're going like really, really slow, of course you honk at them and flip them off. That's what you do, right? Right? Yeah, I don't know about that. But maybe that's why they made this law. I don't know. And in Westminster, Colorado, it is illegal to pass the same checkpoint more than 3 times at a night. Now, what they mean by that is basically not like physically passing a DUI checkpoint, which I thought it meant when I first read this. No, it actually means that if you are like circling your local, what do they have in Colorado? I don't know. Let's just say a 7-Eleven, for example, or whatever it is. If you're driving by it more than 3 times in the same night, then they're considering this it's illegal. Basically, it's almost like a drive-by kind of situation, or scouting the area, things like that. cruising, that's what I call it, the cruising law, right? So there's a cruising law in the books basically saying you can't cruise around and drive by a certain place more than three times, obviously. That way, they don't think you're stalking the place, going to rob the place, maybe do a drive-by, shoot the place up, things like that. That's basically what they want you to do is get where you got to go and leave, and that's it. Okay, moving on down south to South Carolina, Hilton Head to be exact. Down there, it is illegal to store trash in your car. How dare they? That's what I do all the time. I have little trash bags and everything. It's illegal to store trash in your car. Maybe what they mean by that is that maybe they don't want you to, like, you know, stockpile a bunch of trash in your car. Like instead of like taking your trash and putting it into like a dumpster, they don't want your car to become a dumpster. And I get that. I'm all for that. But if you have like a trash bag, you ever go on a road trip? We go on road trips all the time. And what do? We take the biggest McDonald's bag they give us. That bag becomes the dedicated trash bag for everybody's leftovers and trash and stuff goes into that trash bag. And then we get, you know, get gas or get to wherever we're going to go. We toss out that bag and good to go. We're done, right? And topping it off with the very last crazy law I have on this entire list, bringing it back home to California, Arcadia, California, to be exact. Now, if you're in the city of Arcadia in California, did you know that if you're driving down the road and you see a bunch of peacocks walking around, well, they have the right of way. Yes, peacocks have the right of way in the state of California, in the city of Arcadia. You're welcome. And if you live in any of these areas and you're just finding out for the first time right now today that you couldn't do that or that was even a law, we're like, whoa, I was doing that the whole entire time. I had no idea. I was riding my camel in Nevada and nobody even told me. I could have gotten in trouble. I had no idea. Thank you, Chris. Well, you're welcome. And if you want to reach out to me, you can write on my website. That is coolcarswithchris.com. You can reach me right there. You can subscribe to the show right there. You can do lots of cool things right there. I'm working on the website. I'll probably, you know, fine tune it with some new cool stuff. But for right now, you can go over there right now. Subscribe to the show, find all my social media links, message me directly through the website, all right there. And I want to say once again, thank you so much for listening all the way to the very end of this episode. Remember, these laws are there for a reason, and they're there because some idiot actually had to do this to make it a law. So don't be that idiot. And until next time, I'll see you later.